This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli police say that they have launched a massive manhunt in northern Israel in the occupied West Bank after six Palestinian prisoners escaped from a high-security facility. Multiple Israeli agencies were erecting roadblocks, conducting patrols, and moving hundreds of other prisoners. The Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, called the development a grave incident. It required maximum effort by the country's forces. Police said on Monday that the prisoners escaped from the Gilboa prison, which is supposed to be one of Israel's most secure facilities. The men were believed to have been headed for an area where the internationally recognized Palestinian Authority wields little control. The Taliban on Monday said that they have taken control of Panjshir province, north of Kabul, the Afghan capital. Province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only province the Taliban had not seized during their sweep last month. Thousands of Taliban fighters overran eight districts of Panjshir overnight. That's according to witnesses from the area. They spoke on condition of anonymity, fearing for their safety. The Taliban spokesman issued a statement on Monday saying that Panjshir was now under the control of the Taliban fighters. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by the former vice president and the son of the iconic anti-Taliban fighter Ahmad Shah Massoud, who was killed just days before the 9/11 attacks in the United States. Board VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea detained the president, Alpha Condé, on Sunday after hours of heavy gunfire rang out near the presidential palace in Kabul, the capital. The announced on the state television that the government had been dissolved in an apparent coup. The country's borders were closed and its constitution declared invalid, and the announcement read aloud on state television by an army colonel. It was not immediately known, though, how much support he had within the military or whether other soldiers loyal to the president of more than a decade might attempt to wrest back control. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said on Monday that daily infections were expected to peak in the state next week as they look to speed up immunizations ahead of easing restrictions. She added that the government's modeling revealed the state would require its highest number of intensive care beds in early October, with additional pressure on the system in the next few weeks. A total of about 1,071 COVID-19 cases are currently in hospitals, with 177 people in intensive care. Officials have said that they have quadrupled ICU beds to about 2,000 in the state early last year to handle the pandemic. Last week, Australia also entered into vaccine swap deals with Britain and Singapore for a total of about 4.5 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and it's doubled this month's supply, nearly 500,000 doses. The first batch of shipments arrived overnight. Most of New Zealand will move out of lockdown on Tuesday, except for the largest city of Auckland, which will remain in the strictest type of lockdown until at least next week. They said that they've done so well to keep the outbreak under control. Level 4 restrictions are working, but the job is not done. They said that they're within sight of elimination. The nation has been battling an outbreak of the Delta variant of the coronavirus since late last month. All recent cases have been found in Auckland. That also includes 20 that were found on Monday. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.